Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Whispers have been wagging the dog world with curiosity, but we've dug up the bone on the Shiba News Network, SNN, and it's time we unearthed what all the barking's about. In today's feature, we're on the tail of the most sniffed-out broadcast in Barkopolis. A media powerhouse that's changing the way Shibas and their friends fetch their news. In the world of fast-paced doggo journalism, where howling headlines and bark-breaking stories are the norm, the Shiba News Network stands out with its awesome blend of technological innovation and loyalty to the time-honored tradition of wag-worthy reporting. This begs the question, how does SNN keep its paw on the pulse of a sophisticated society that's as wrapped up in meme culture as it is in its own leash? Our investigative journey begins with SNN's famous studio at the heart of Barkopolis. Walking through the newsroom is like taking a stroll through a techno park lined with virtual trees. Holographic screens display the latest trends and augmented reality, AR. Poochcasts provide 3D coverage of dog parks and innovation kennels. Clinging to their heritage, many anchors still wear the barking bandanas, a sartorial nod to the Bridge of Tales' oral traditions. At the forefront, newshounds lead the pack with bold reporting on public affairs. Economy reporting is a treat, with analysts offering buy or bury investment advice. Political correspondents, on the other paw, maintain a familiar approach, emphasizing policy impacts on the everyday life of the four-legged constituents. It's worth mentioning how SNN isn't afraid to let its fur down, with a special segment called Flea Circus, poking fun at the day's political antics with a satirical scratch. The way news gets broadcast is nothing short of revolutionary, too. It's not just about AR and holotech. SNN's use of the sniffer algorithm that tracks trending topics by monitoring olfactory internet signals mean they're always the first to catch wind of a hot scoop. Interactive segments allow viewers to lift their paws and voice their opinions on pressing issues, proving that this is not just news, this is interactive news. Let's bark about social influence. SNN boasts a massive presence on Woofbook and Pawstagram, thanks to their knack for creating shareable meme-filled digital content that resonates just right with the younger population. This knack isn't restricted to just creating content, but also curating experiences that mesh Shiba society with human internet culture, in a way that's both engaging and insightful for viewers across all breeds and species. Environmental coverage also showcases cutting-edge developments in sustainability, a topic close to every Shiba's heart. Their Bark for the Park initiative, advocating for the preservation and expansion of green spaces for off-leash exploration and sniffaris, underlines the network's commitment to digging deeper into stories that matter to the community. But as the tails wag, negative news hounds find something to growl about. Some critics whisper about SNN's tail-wagging-the-dog approach, wondering if the network prioritizes spectacle over substance. These whispers remain, but the network continues to fetch high ratings and a loyal following, suggesting that its blend of entertainment, information, and Shiba culture makes it much more than just a barking big deal. Are we witnessing a redefinition of journalism for the Shiba society, or is this the same news game with a new leash? As SNN grows, it'll be interesting to see how their journalistic journey pans out in a world where information, memes, and truth all sit on the same dogbed. One thing's for sure, though, SNN isn't just any newshound's report, it's the leading tale in a narrative that's yet to fully unravel. Stay tuned, fellow sniffers, for we may just have more scoops to bury today and dig up tomorrow in this ever-wagging world of Shiba journalism.